Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Samer Kamal. I think I got that right. You're a product of in-country. Good afternoon in your case, Samer. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Did I get it right?
You did. Thanks for asking. Yeah, sometimes people get it wrong, but I love that you got it right for the first time.
All right. So to start with, can you tell us, give us a brief background of yourself, in-country, and your role at in-country?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you for having me. So it really, because it defines who I am, I like to start by saying I'm an immigrant and a dreamer to this country. I grew up overseas. I lived in many different countries. And that process really thickened my skin, taught me so much about myself and even the skills needed in my professional life. As we all know, communication is so important these days with all of us working from home and all the traveling, working with different types of people. That now improves me even in my professional life. On my work experience, before really jumping on the vendor side, I started working on the customer side, working on mission critical applications, doing DBA and system analysis. And while I love being on the vendor side now, that past experience really taught me so much about dealing with customers, understanding their challenges, building the relationship with them, the empathy that you need to have. So after that, I jumped on the vendor side. I started working for SAP, the largest enterprise software company. And really, I took on a few roles, from putting the product on the shelf with product management to taking the product off the shelf with product marketing, pre-sales. And after getting really good experience and understanding the problem that we were solving, I decided to join a startup. So I've been within country for over a year now, loving it, love the speed that we get things out of the door and the passion that everybody brings every day.
Very interesting. So have you had any experience with remote work prior to the pandemic?
Yeah, I'm lucky that because I have been working a few years of home before. And really, so all the issues that people have with the lack of webcams and desks and printers, luckily, I didn't have to deal with that. So definitely build the setup and build the, personality and the discipline that you need to make that successful.
Very, very interesting. So what has been your takeaway from that in general, both before and after the pandemic?
You know, one of my key takeaways has been the talent that we're able to find in places and hiring that really we never thought of getting before, now that basically the full world is open for us. Before the pandemic, in-country was headquartered in San Francisco. We heavily relied hiring in that office for key positions. Now, with the nature of our job and our company and our mission, we already have started to become very global and hire people in many places in the world and have a distributed team. Frankly, the mentality of your average San Francisco talent just did not work out for us. With the pandemic now, we went full tilt on distributed teams. We have customers really where our customers are, our employees are. We're extremely happy with that strategy, the talent and the work ethic that everybody brings every day.
Very interesting. And I would agree with you on that. And that brings up the next question, since now that we're in this new world, what do you think is the future of remote employment, and what do you think could be done differently to make it even more effective?
Yeah, great question. I think one of the trends that truly impacted us here in country has been the urban exodus, if you will, what people are calling it, at least from, key cities like San Francisco, like New York. I think that is for real, what's happening right now. I've been in the Bay Area for several years, and I've just moved to a smaller city. As you can see, the office is a little bit empty here. I think it's for real. I think regardless of, there will definitely, those key cities will still be the mecca of tech and of finance. But I think the trend has already started. Our founder and CEO, Peter Yared, also moved from San Francisco to Miami. He's been in the Bay Area for over 20 years. He's very well networked and well known, and he even decided to make the move. So I think it's for real. And money follows more money, if you will. And we already see, you know, a lot of other startups where I am, and, you know, in the Southeast, there are a lot of, you know, talent that you find, and, you know, the conversations that I don't think we were able to have it in these places about technologies a few years ago. So it's really amazing what has happened.
Yeah. And you mentioned your lack of, office. Do you have a specific remote work setup that works well?
Yeah, you know, I think I can talk about really my routine and my daily setup, if you will. The biggest way I really incorporate remote work is the ability to schedule my schedule in a way that works for me and my team around the world. You know, it's no longer really a 9-to-5, if you will. I value my health, my diet. I'm much more happier not getting stuck in the train for a couple of hours every day and worrying about all of that. I know I can, when I can take off, when I need to be in the office. I know when I can go for a walk with my dog. And I think it makes for a lot less stressful full day where I feel more fulfilled all around.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have to ask, did you move to the East Coast just because of the different time zones and you could be more central?
You know, it definitely helped. It was definitely one of the reasons why, because, you know, those gaining few hours in the morning versus being on the West Coast, getting closer to our customers, our engineers and developers and other groups are, in the rest of the world, definitely was one of the main reasons. You know, my mornings now are a lot easier because of this, you know, gaining those hours. So it definitely was a big factor for us to move closer to the rest of the world where our customers are.
Okay, and you've mentioned your customers. What does in-country do, and who is your typical customer?
Yeah, so in-country is a regulation tech company. We've been in business for over a year now, even though really we come out of stealth. We've been in stealth for 2 years before that. So we deal with data regulations and data compliance. As we all know, the data regulations and the whole aspect of compliance and expanding into new regions in the world, GDPR kicked that off a few years ago. But I think, you know, between the geopolitical issues that we all hear about in the news and other things, and data being a lot more important, personal data and other types of regulated data, there's been almost every country now has their own set of regulations. And so what we do is we help these highly regulated industries or companies in these industries expand into new regions, move into those and capitalize on those new markets while making sure that they are compliant with the rules that those countries have. We also, on the other side, you know, we work with SaaS companies all the time where they would like to go and expand into those countries and areas, but they don't have the infrastructure or the knowledge to do so in there. And so we really, you know, with our technology and this distributed computing, really we are able to distribute their regulated data for those customers to ensure that they can also expand and sell on those companies safely. So it's been really, you know, a thrill ride. 2020 has been amazing. You know, digital transformation has really kicked off and more companies are adopting SaaS applications. And it's been a thrill to just be part of that.
Interesting. So you've talked about the various countries. So how many countries is your team spread across? And would you say that this diversity has helped your teams adapt to working remotely?
Yeah, gosh, I think we are, the team is already in 6 or 7 countries now. It's interesting. I think we realize diversity and culture were so important for our type of business, dealing with so many different cultures, that we started vetting our candidates based on that. That's how important it was. And, you know, diversity is all about color and gender, race, ethnicity, but I really think it's also more than that. Sometimes hiring someone from a different background or a untraditional background with a little bit different experience than what it usually looks like, we look for that as well. I think it brings a new perspective to the table that's unique and untraditional. And that's what startups are all about.
Yes, yes, it is. I would agree with you. So, awesome. I mean, how has in-country adapted to remote work since the start of the pandemic? Because you really started basically right before it hit, right?
We have already adapted and we've done, because you're right, you know, that move has already kicked off before, but the pandemic really took us on full tilt. One of the adaptions and what we did, I recall the CEO putting a call every other day for the American team, where we just get to check with each other. It could be a very serious call. We talk about business and we continue doing what we do during the day. And it might be just a call to catch up. Sometimes it's completely quiet because people are working and in their own worlds. But just that check-in and making sure that we are on the same page and talk about random things, it might not be business, was one of the things that you know, helped us to continue adapt and to continue staying in touch.
Interesting. And you've said 6 countries. So how many continents?
I think we are now in between those, I think 3, but we're looking into even having an office in Africa at that point. So we'll be expanding to 4. But the main regions that are important for us is the Middle East, Asia, and Far Asia. We actually just brought in a GM from Singapore to lead our efforts in Asia. We have a lot more news coming out of that region. And Europe definitely is important between our customers being European companies moving to other areas in the world. But most of our sales engineering and developers are based in Eastern Europe.
Oh, very good. Well, Samer, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great listening to the story of In Country. Good luck in your new house and your new city. Have you lived there before?
We did, yeah. You know, we originally came from here before moving in, focusing on my professional life before. And now with this, if you will, you can have best of both worlds.
So you like country music already, I presume?
Not the biggest. I'm trying to get, you know, develop an ear for it. So hopefully eventually we can talk about that maybe in another ladder. But I hope I can eventually like it because, yes, it's huge here.
Yes, I know. Well, good luck and have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Cheers.